Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your evening news for Tuesday, July 2nd. A Meaford man has been arrested and is facing charges following a string of break-and-enters in the municipality. Greybrews OPP say between June 23rd and 24th, officers investigated five break-and-enters on Albert Street, Parker Street, and Birchwood Court. With help from residents, a person was identified. Then on Thursday, a 36-year-old man was charged with mischief under $5,000, breaking and entering, and failing to comply with a probation order. They were held pending a bail hearing. South Bruce OPP had a busy long weekend patrolling local roads. Over the weekend, police laid 156 speeding charges, two stunt driving charges, one impaired driving charge, two distracted driving charges, two seatbelt charges, and 38 other provincial offense charges. Grey Bruce OPP were also occupied with responding to three impaired driving incidents. The Kincardine and Community Healthcare Foundation is receiving a $1 million community donation in support of the hospital redevelopment project. Capital Campaign Manager Mark Womack says the donation from Duncan and Leslie Hawthorne was presented on Canada Day.
Probably one of our, easiest gifts. We reached out and we said, would you be willing to talk? And Duncan and Leslie came back and said, nope, we're not willing to talk. We want to make a gift.
He says as a result of this donation, they will be naming the redeveloped emergency department the Hawthorne Emergency Department. Saugeen Shores has wrapped up a pilot project using hawks and falcons to deter geese from the harbor in Port Elgin. Parks and Facilities Manager Frank Burrow says the two-week pilot had owner of Imperial Falconry Services Inc. Michael Thurbert use birds to scare the geese away.
The geese are afraid of them. They're predators. Geese don't like to be around these predators. And just the visual deterrence for the geese, see these larger hawks, for example, and various different falcons, they move off.
After finishing the pilot over the weekend, Burrow says they will analyze how successful the pilot was and potentially move on to future phases. On to national news, WestJet says that despite reaching a deal with its mechanics union to end the strike over the Canada Day long weekend, flights are still likely to face disruptions this week. According to media reports, the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association withdrew its strike notice on Sunday night after talks resumed with the airline. WestJet warned in a statement yesterday it's going to take time to get things back up to full operations. The four NHL players charged with sexual assault in an incident stemming back to their days as World Junior champions have not been re-signed to their respective teams. According to media reports, the players are now free agents after the Sunday signing deadline passed. The players are pleading not guilty to charges late in January and are not expected to be in court until early September. And the Canadian military has tightened up regulations on personal grooming after hearing from members who were not happy with the relaxed standards introduced almost 2 years ago. According to media reports, the revised rule on hair and beard length came into effect today. In September 2022, the Canadian Armed Forces abandoned almost all restrictions on members' hair length, hair color, nail length, and facial tattoos. The changes were introduced along with new gender-neutral uniforms. Checking sports this hour, in MLB action, Houston is at Toronto tonight just after 7. In the Blue Water Fastball League, the Wyarton Nationals are at Georgian Bay Giants at 8. And in the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, the Desborough Royals are at Port Elgin Devils at 7, and Terra Twins are at Leaky Canoe at 7:30. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.